Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queens. What's brangin', nigga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long. Live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. So keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boys, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Went Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo, I'm back like the crack from 86. Real rap terrorist, got you on sights, nigga, I never miss. I'm here to flow for the masses, bring hip-hop back to where you ungrateful bastards. The boom to the biz at, fuck that shit been at. Dust off the tech, polish off the mizac. Nobody can save you, get ready for the drama now. No premiere round to tell me, Poe, calm it down.
What up, Primo?
I'll chop off your fucking head, Queensbridge regulator. Heard what I fucking said? I used to creep through the nightlight, knocks in the dark, getting off right. Heard niggas talk about, Poet ain't nice, right? You versus me, like a gun in a knife fight. Niggas been hating on me since day one. I can't kill him, cause a father should never hurt his son. So I just do me, fall back, make bangers. My pedigree killed more kids than coat hangers. Niggas don't want this problem, it's automatic. One wave of the hand, make them disappear like magic. It's tragic, the way I rip, ravage the beat. The state of the game brings out the sadness. Nigga, it's war.
Y'all niggas who all and y'all niggas who hand. I'm going screwball.
On some warrior shit, taking all of this shit, involved all in the mix. I got Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten, Long Island, upstate Wallin, Connecticut, predicates running around. Boston, get it in, like that movie The Town. My Baltimore niggas throw it up 12 o'clock. Jersey and Philly, they popping them heat rocks. From Northwick to BA to ATL, Detroit and Chi-Town, niggas raising hell. I got more bars than Rikers, my strike is deadly. Fuck these new niggas, I listen to check out my melody. I do this for my niggas that gave the game up, for my niggas that's prayed up, 6 feet laid up. And you think I'm gonna lead a game to you lame fucks? Looking like a bitch and everything you say sucks. Not on my watch, not on my block. Fuck wrong with you, don't ever try to play me, oh. Fuck what I sell and if they play me on the radio. Still a barbarian, beating beats to death. In the dust, that's where y'all motherfuckers getting left. It's war with y'all niggas, who all of y'all niggas.
What up? Screwball Radio, yo. Black Polo checking. My nigga bombing out here. Got my nigga King Eric out there. What up, y'all?
What's the deal, man?
What's going
Rich.
On, man?
What up?
Another Saturday. Another Saturday in motion. Hope y'all doing all right out there. Ready to rock this hour out.
Yeah, man. Shoes is whack, man. I'm sick of everybody and everything, yo. She's whack. Anyway, what's good, y'all?
Yeah, you know, before we get started, you know, we wanted to, you know, play the God Declare War from the Sign of Phoenix, the album turns 4, you know, to celebrate the anniversaries of you guys putting that together, as well as, you know, Authentic Cloth that came out 2 years ago yesterday. So, you know, we want to give it up to those classic albums there, the work that you two put in work.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt, man. No doubt. Trying to stay positive, you know.
Word. Simon Phoenix, that shit is straight bangers beginning to end. If you slept on that album, it's because you don't know real hip hop. Authentic Cloth. Matter of fact, Simon Phoenix is still available for y'all collectors, and so is Authentic Cloth. So hit up Poet, hit up myself, put your orders in, man. Because we got a never-ending supply of them albums, man. This is never-ending supply, man.
Yeah. Shit is what it is. We got the fire for the ass.
Because, you know, it's 4 years, and, you know, that album is, that's your birth right there. That's what, how many joints on there? 12, 13 joints that you produced every single song on it? No co-producer, no mystery producers, like that's straight black. The whole album, beginning to end, you know?
No doubt, yo, no doubt. Fire for them, you know?
You know what I mean? That's straight from the brain, a thought that became something, you know what I mean? How many artists out there could really... I mean, artists out there could really say that, you know, they put the whole album together by themselves. Like, not too many people could say that. You know, everybody get help production-wise. Somebody might have threw them some drums. Somebody might throw them a snare, kick, whatever it was. Nah, this was Poet brainstorming every day, asking me, yo, what you think about this?
Yo, what you think about, man, this? You know, it's definitely fun. I love the shit. You know, it's just fucked up. You fucking bitch ass niggas, and niggas saying one thing and doing something else, and just all around bad fucking luck. But it's all good. You know, we still push this shit, still do this shit. You know? Word.
Yeah, cause you know, the crazy thing about that album is that shit is still new to a lot of people. A lot of people still haven't heard that album, you know. You know, I be hearing reviews out there, you know, some people love New York, you know. Animal is probably my favorite on that whole album besides Declare War.
Yeah, I like Everybody Gangster. I like Everybody Gangster where he used the Life of Eddie Murphy sample. That was hilarious.
Yeah, man, shit was definitely fun. Fun to do, man. Word.
You ever think you'll give him a Simon Phoenix 2 or?
Yeah, you know,
he's
got to get some popping again. You know, he's got to get back in the zone. Yeah, get back in the zone.
And big, also big shout out to Raw Side Hip Hop for, you know, they did a real dope review of the album as well. Told it was no skippables. I'm like, man, yeah, it's nothing but heat up in that motherfucker. And then he also did the acapellas as well, so that way producers could get something to play with. So you giving them basically, you gave basically the consumer a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, not only that, a lot of people came out with their own version of Simon Phoenix. You know, you had Milk Crate. He did a whole little album to all those acapellas. You know, the Milk Crate version. You know, had a couple other people, you know, up-and-coming producers trying to do something with it. You know, it's something that hip-hop don't do. You know, hip-hop don't do that no more. You know, hip-hop don't always put out a whole album on acapellas and let other producers have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, man, you know. Hopefully, you know, niggas get up on it.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. You know, Poet be thinking like a motherfucker, because there's a bunch of things that Poet done thought of, and years ago he done thought of this shit, and then later on other people do it, you know, but that shit hit my ears before I seen anybody else do it, and then later on in the years you start seeing people do what he was talking about years ago.
Word, right? It's crazy, man. They could be right there, you know, just a little bit ahead of the curve, and niggas done.
That's how it be when you're a trailblazer.
Yeah, think about it, right? Because, you know, you were thinking about the hard drive with all your music on there a long time ago. And then later on, you start seeing artists and other people drop their USB discs with their whole catalogs on there. But you had thought about that shit in 2016, 2015, and then I started seeing people doing it 2018. Definitely
brainstorming, man.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
man, a lot of crazy shit going on, man. Before anybody want to get on board, 516-531-9596 is the call-in number. If you want to talk to Poet, comment or myself, we on live and direct at Screwball Radio. Yo, there had something crazy that happened in Houston today. It was today or last night. It was like this crew that go by the name of the Little Rascals, they've been doing bank robberies all over Houston.
Oh,
I didn't even catch that.
These niggas called the Little Rascals. Hold on one second. They said they hit Wells Fargo and the FBI now. It's like they've been on the hunt for them. These guys are like 11 years old. And they robbing banks all over Houston. They're 11, 12, and 16.
Nah.
Wow.
Must be some midgets or something.
midgets?
Yeah, man. They were talking 11-year-olds doing that shit.
Yeah, it said a group of children. It said a trio of suspected bank robbers dubbed the Little Rascals. They got them today. They said they were in custody right now, according to the FBI Houston. It said three little boys are accused of robbing the Wells Fargo on the 102-200 block of North Freeway. They are 11, 12, and 16-year-old boys charged with local robbery with threats. So they're juveniles. Their names and no additional details will be released. So they've been trying to hit up banks all day.
That's wow.
That shit is nuts.
I know one thing. you know, here in Brooklyn, in New York and Brooklyn, you know, there was a kid, you know, I want to say he was a kid, 20-year-old, and he ended up stabbing a 19-year-old girl because she wouldn't give him his number, mm. her number, or talk to him.
Fucking
and he ended up cutting both sisters because they were twins, and he ended up stabbing the one sister in the chest. And he just turned himself in yesterday.
Yeah, he's going to die, man. He's done.
He's definitely going to feel the pain inside, you know.
Not only that, but people want to get at his mom and his sister.
Yeah,
it's like, yo, man, he just opened them up for a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, for y'all boys out there, man, you know, girls are interested in men. If you're doing shit like that, man, you know, putting your hands on women, man, they should hang you upside down, man. And hit you
like a
punching
bag. Yeah, man, it's got a lot to take rejection, man. Rejection, they ain't fucking with you. They don't like you. They ain't fucking with you, nigga. Hey.
Yeah, if they ain't jacking you, man, don't be all upset about it, because there's always somebody for somebody out there. They just not the ones for you, you know? You don't have to go putting your hands on somebody's daughter, because that's the wild. Like, if somebody, well, listen to me, man. Somebody touch my daughter, man, I'm going to body you. That's for sure. You disrespect my kid,
of course.
I'm going to hurt you. You know?
So I think you just got to learn how to take rejection and get the fuck on.
Take it to the chair,
yeah, man. Like, yeah, like I said, man, there's always somebody for you. And, you know, girls are always into men. If you ain't a man, that's why they not into you, because you still got fucking doodle stains, man. Out here walking around with doodle
yeah.
stains trying to talk to women, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, he's done for, man. I didn't know he turned himself in. I thought they just caught that nigga.
Nah, he turned himself in with his lawyer.
That's going to be even worse for him. That's going to be much worse for him.
They took him into custody.
He's a dumbass. He should have never... He should have covered his face up going into that motherfucker. So now he's fooled.
You think he gonna get PC?
I mean, nah, he ain't get. Even if he get PC, he gonna get touched in there. You kidding me?
Yeah,
ain't nobody.
Yo,
listen to me. No, a lot of people incarcerated have daughters that they don't get to see. You know what I'm saying? And you out here killing somebody's daughter.
Believe me, man, that's going to be
mean?
Everybody's daughter for 5 minutes, nigga, with this nigga. Everybody, COs, everybody.
Yeah, man, you know? You know, but parents, you know, they tough on their boys. But the daughters... They real soft with their daughters, man. And you go and do something like that.
Run. I don't know why. He should never. If you did it, you go stay running, nigga. You did it, stay running. Give yourself up.
Yeah, they
what?
They went to his crib. They found the clothes he was wearing and everything.
He can wrap him up. No,
oh, they
wrap that motherfucker.
Oh, they about to pack this. They about to pack his head in. But there's certain violations that people ain't not gonna tolerate. Like, especially if you out there helming the elderly, kids, or young girls for that matter. Shit.
They probably won't touch him right now because high profile case and they got eyes on them all over the place. But you can believe me, man. His food getting spit in, all that. He stabbed
Yeah, for
him,
sure,
man.
Man.
He stabbed him. He's done.
Yeah, because you know the story, right? So the girls were inside the bodega buying shit, and the group of guys came in the store, started hollering at them. They just came from a party. They bent. You know, they drizzy and all that. And they trying to holler at them, and, you know, both sisters turning them down, like, nah, we ain't into you, you know? We ain't fucking with you. And he in his feelings, they get the fight in, he stab her.
What the fuck is he thinking, yo?
Idiot.
Wow.
Complete idiot, you know? All because
that,
he just couldn't take no for an answer.
Niggas that was with him didn't get arrested?
Nah.
Oh, he's by himself.
No, he was with somebody, but they didn't do nothing. It was him that started fighting with the girl and stabbed her. The people that's with him probably was telling, yo, chill out, you know?
Nah, they might have to get seen too, yo.
Especially if you're seen as an accomplice. Like, you with that dude,
yeah.
You will be basically seen as an accomplice.
Yeah, niggas want to see them too, yo. Fuck you, y'all niggas ain't do nothing. You couldn't stop your dumb man.
Yeah, this was in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn.
Come on, man. That's a sad thing, man. At first when I heard the story,
yeah.
I thought they were two friends. And then later on, the story came out, they were twin sisters. I said, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, both were cut, and then one was stabbed to death.
Just because nobody want to talk to your dusty ass.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, like, you know, that the bodega should be closed because of it. But in my eyes, the bodega don't got nothing to do with the patrons that walk into the store. You know? So people be saying that
like,
the store...
What time we do is early in the morning, man. I don't know. Some places you can't even walk in. They got the window open. I guess that was a nice park. Brooklyn, you can still walk inside.
It's Park Slope, so it's probably like 11 o'clock at night. Check the time of that E on the news brief,
I heard
it should say what time
it
was.
You ever check,
early in the
you
morning,
ever check
like,
that now?
I think it was like 6 or something, 4 in the morning type shit.
Oh, late
breakfast sandwiches. They were getting some breakfast sandwiches, so I know it wasn't 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was a late night.
Nah, you know, that's late night coming from the club, 1
yeah,
to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Said it happened around, the story was published about 6:11, so it had to be in the afternoon. It was definitely in the afternoon.
So it was at nighttime,
nah.
Not in the afternoon.
No, they arrested him in the afternoon. But I see him in cuffs now.
No, but
this incident happened at
what
night.
Time?
Let me see, hold on.
What time?
Oh, so just 2:30.
Yo.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm. 2:30 a.m. on Sunday night. It was at Park Slope.
Yeah, that's early in the morning. Getting a sandwich, go home, man.
Yeah, the boys, the guys were coming from a party. Yeah, they were coming from a party, the boys, and then the girls were probably just going to the store to get some late night snacks. All in all, man.
Rest in peace, Shorty, man. Word.
Yeah, I believe her last name was Spain or something like that. What was the last name, E?
Yeah, it was Spain.
Yeah. Yeah, condolences to the Spain family.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You know.
He even looked, he looked, no dusted up. He looked dusted out. Even in cuffs. Must he gotta be on some type of drug or some shit.
I don't know. You never know these days. They popping perks, they drinking lean, they all kinds of shit. And another thing I heard, you know, not to jump off topic, but you know, I hear they in the city they lacing weed with fentanyl. They lacing you know, Fonto leaf, right? And you know how they crush it. They crush it up. They lacing that shit with fentanyl too, which is crazy to me.
Damn.
And you know, a couple of years ago they was doing this. I want to say like 2020, 2021, I was hearing that they was lacing. Matter of fact, 2019, 2018, I heard that they was lacing, you know, weed with fentanyl. And I thought that shit was crazy. You know, people going to do what they're going to do to get
it. I've done some research. They said that fentanyl can't, if you burn it, you ruin it. So it can't be smoked to get an effect. It got to be like vapors or some shit like that. You can watch out for vape, watch out for pills. All right, once you light up, it kills it. So you can't smoke.
It's called grabber. They put it, they mix it in with their bud, and you can find that shit
grabber
too.
Yeah, but you know, if you can't smoke, it dies in heat. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do some research on it. You'll see that you can't smoke that shit. I was worried about that shit too. But hold up, man. They put fentanyl in the weed. But once that shit reaches a certain degree, it kills the fentanyl. So you can't get high off of it by smoking it. It doesn't do nothing to you by smoking it. But if you fucking taking it in pills, and they say vape,
yeah, but
like,
check it
out.
It could still do something because you have to take it and roll it. You still have to touch it, and if you touch it, you know it could get on your fingers, you know. Because that's the thing about fentanyl, like,
right?
But it's
a waste of time to try to smoke it.
Yeah.
Like they say, oh, they put it in crack powder and all that. Now, I don't know if he sniffed it, maybe, but I know they say he kills the fentanyl. So you can't smoke it. You die.
Yeah, it ain't.
You know.
Yeah, even though.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, even Trump said this. He said he wants a death penalty for all drug dealers, including fentanyl drug dealers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he won't kill anybody. Trump, you know, he won't kill anybody. I don't know, man. He got a chance, man. Everybody hates Biden. So
he got to pay off some type of debt. He got to pay off some type of debt. He got to pay like $450 million. To the state of New York by Monday. Or they gonna see
this shit. Yeah, you know, they gonna start fucking auctioning off the property. He said he got that in cash. He said he got $500 million
and under this
fucking mattress.
He's scrambling like everybody else.
He just don't want to spend his money.
Yeah, he got that shit.
Yeah, that shit hidden in like a type of mattress.
He just don't want to spend his money. He trying to get people to pay that shit for him. He better do something.
Yeah, he got it. He just don't want to. Yeah, it's like Common said. He got it. He just don't want to spend his own. He figured he might just set up something else and have his supporters just send bread to there.
They'll do it. That shit. Poet said that shit.
Motherfucker is gonna take Mar-a-Lago, Trump Tower, all that shit is gonna be auctioned off. Quick, fast, and a hurry, man.
Yeah. But, you know, on some other news, going into the sports, you know.
Oh, hold on. I know you just heard about the ill massacre in Russia.
Yeah.
40 people got killed, man. Fucking Al-Qaeda, I think somebody took responsibility for that. The niggas going at Russia, too. They shot up a food place, a hall. Yeah, man. Killed like 40 people up there in Russia.
They said, man, the death toll rises to 133 people now.
But for what? What's
and
what's
they
the
arrested 11. Putin said Putin said he was going to hunt these people down. He claimed it was the Ukrainians did it.
Nah, man. Al-Qaeda already took credit for it. And you know, them niggas gonna front. It's like, if they didn't do nothing, they ain't gonna take credit for something they ain't do. That's one thing terrorists don't do. They don't take credit for somebody else's shit or nothing.
But what's the reason for it? What's the reason for it?
I mean, them niggas ain't friends with nobody, yo.
No, I know, but is it because, you know, maybe they killed some Ukrainian Muslims or like what's the reason? Like, usually there's a reason that they do something.
I mean,
probably Maga Poon got another term.
Poon is fucking got beef with niggas too, man, you know. The niggas that's gonna fuck with America. The niggas fucking with everybody. You know
what's
about oil. You
got Al-Qaeda and Ukraine.
That's crazy. Because you know what's crazy? Why I say it's crazy is because, you know, they probably using Russian guns, you know? They're probably getting Russian AKs and things like that, and they're getting killed with their own shit.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of foul business involved with that.
For a long time, they was getting funded by Russia. If I'm not mistaken. It's just wild.
That's how it usually happens. They usually start funding it, and then somewhere down the line, and within their third or fourth term, they flip. And then that's where they start beefing and going to war.
Yeah, you know, New York, it's just a crazy time in the world, man, right now, man. It's just every day, it's just the world is burning, man. From local news to worldwide news, it's never good news.
You gotta dig for good news nowadays. And the good news they do give you, it's like a fireman saving a cat from the tree.
The good news is your own news. It's your own news. Like I had a good day today. That's the only good news that's going on. You go to the store.
My day's been fucking foul. All week been foul.
Saying,
Everything
you know, foul. You go to the store, you have your best bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? You had a good day because you had your best bag of chips, or you had your best snack, or you ate something good. That's the best news outside of anything.
Yeah, because you can't depend on the news for that matter to give you good news anymore. You gotta make it the best way possible. Sad to say, that's the way you can make yourself sane. But this shit was depressed the hell out of. Sometimes that's why people gotta sometimes just tune out of this so-called metaverse.
Yeah, man, they be kind of off themselves, man. She was whack.
I mean, for me, you know, I just try to stay in my own little world. I don't try to be outside of my normal. Cause shit is just depressing, man.
Let's try to live music.
That's my piece right there. That's my piece. Listening to good hip hop. And chopping it up with my peoples. That's my piece. Everything outside of that, that shit is fucking crazy. Shit going right, everything going left. So I just try to stay where it's good, because you know shit's gonna go left when you want to go right. Shit's gonna go right when you're trying to go left. You know, but when you stay with your peoples, whether good or bad, you're going to get through it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I be every day. Every day, that's how I am.
Keeping good energy around at all costs, man. Keeping good positive energy around. Best way possible.
Yeah, because, you know, the devil's a liar. You know what I'm saying? But the devil control everything. No matter how you want to look at it, you know what I'm saying? So no matter how good you try to be, there's going to be something to burn you, right? And try to bring you back to being down. So if something's going to burn me, burn me, motherfucker. Because I ain't going to let that shit stop me from being who I am. It's meant to happen, let it happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still work through it. I'm going to still get through it. You know what I mean? Like I be telling Poet, you know, I had a good run. I was up, chilling, doing whatever I wanted to do. I mean, not no millionaire lifestyle, not no thousandaire lifestyle. I was good. You know what I'm saying? And now life is life. And, you know, struggle is struggle. And struggle is part of life. You know what I'm saying? But I still try to stay in my happy place, even though I'm going through what I'm struggling with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And on top of that, man, it's like you also got to have that true brotherhood that you can lean to at times. Because, you know, everybody needs like a coalition or a group to build each other up, to take on this monster. Because everybody's in the same struggle and different stripes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Get some music, man, while we can. Now, you heard?
Yes, sir.
Hold on,
yes, sir.
Hold on. But, yo, let's, you know, real quick, you know, I don't know if y'all been watching basketball, man.
Y'all been checking the ACC?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I'm watching my Knicks do things.
Yeah, you know, the Knicks beat the Nets today, 105-93. And I don't know if Randle came back, but I know he's looking to come back.
Nah, he ain't back yet.
But I know the Hawks.
We holding it down.
The Hawks done smoked the fucking Hornets, 132-91. Oh, they doing it right now.
Warriors,
fourth
Warriors
quarter.
Might not even make the playoffs, man.
Damn, that's like, if the Warriors don't make the playoffs, that's like, well, they still got a good record. They got, they 36-33, but they may not last.
The Lakers need one, man. They're making doodle right now.
I mean, the Lakers been doodle. The Lakers been
doodle.
They
just saw attraction.
Nah, the Lakers is a stain in the toilet. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing shit. They just hanging around. They ain't doing nothing. But you know what's the upset of the upsets is the Ja Morant story, you know? And where the Grizzlies
are. Well, he hurt right now, man.
I know. But you get suspended, you miss X amount of games, you come back, you get hurt.
You're not even
in the talks anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'd be
all
back,
they remember,
he'd be back.
All they remember you for is standing on top of your car holding a pistol. They ain't even talking about your ball game no more.
Half the damn
He'll
team is hurt.
He'll be
know?
Back on Jump City again.
But you
might
know
only have like four people playing.
But you know what's the craziest thing right now? Is the OKC is number one in the West Coast. And they ain't really got no big names over there. And they holding it down 49-20. They got they're one game better than the Nuggets.
It's going down, man. It's gonna be an interesting playoffs.
And you see the Clippers, right? The Clippers is balling too. But you know, like we all know, the Clippers get into the playoffs and then that shit is choke central. That should be like a pair of sneakers that both sides from the other side of the shoe, they touching each other right in the middle. The motherfuckers fucking yank they shoe strings and the two sides touch each other. They choke central over there. But yeah, that's my sports. You know, baseball, they it's spring season, so I don't really get into baseball in spring season, you know what I'm saying? Wait for the real season to start up, and then we'll talk, you know, Yankee baseball.
So, yeah, man, we about to go ahead and hit him with some music. Call number 516-531-9596. Schoolball Radio live and direct. Go time.
Go
ahead.
Y'all keep bullshit.
Tell them we still report for duty. Walked home to where they stand up. Cooper in the building. Dustin High with a third. Sean Price. Low Live. D-Step on the same track. This shit is historical. You motherfuckers let us stand.
Stop your call, Sean. Let you call the weapons wrong. Cook from the book. I'm a rook. You a pawn. King of the eight. I'm a harmonizer, thought of mine, back, sing along. King Kong, nigga, idiot, I mean. Big Kong, big games, in the city with blame. Loyalty, royalty, the whole committee, you king. Duke your whole clip ass, I'm with the only team. Prove a type, low light, big thirsty, big low, double L, general. Pack a pistol, right, beam, boy, I king. Polo logo, promo, rugby, still hungry. Como yo no como, French coast, west coast. Tip something, then smoke, blow something, cousin, then smoke.
Let's go.
An apple statue, poisonous tighter. My chainless glass jaw was torture and tightened.
We fire, street fighters. Marijuana in Newport, we need lighters. Niggas can't rap, matter of fact, they need writers. Maximum security bars, we need lifers. Core craft soap, my nigga, we need wipers. Consumer shit in your pores, they need diapers. John B. Muhammad, who needs diapers? I can't afford the cost, who needs crisis?
Gangland, hangman, with the Rappler and tag. We always ran the Decepticon fan. Still full of rich, quick, lied in the precincts. GMG, rich, lying my readers. Shut down, Vegas to Venezuela, faces, they afraid of safety, say they pray.
prayers. Criminals come to lose all the new brothers. Use the smoke that can get out of hand and assault the jury.
Waste removal, we just grown brothers. Embarrassing the family, keep your cold mother. Man down, stand down, glam round. A bitch nigga singing that me and my camp clowns. Britain and brothers and barnin' them barely. I'm stranger than brothers and harming them daily. I shoot a fair one with a midget. Luke, I shoot a air gun at the pigeon. Shut the fuck up.
Honey, kinda large, love a hogging dog, massage. Menage and swatch up all samples in the Bronx. Blue ribbon women dripping white calacucci. Benny Hill grill still wiping her booty. Back on my mama's daughter, all evil. My shotgun chill, filled with small needles. Heartbeat pumps at incredible rates. This a monologue dog representing the state.
Going where I've been, know how you feel.
Gonna love you all through the morning. Gonna love you all.
I see you going where I've been. I know how you feel. Was at the same place you were now in. You shouting, announcing. You want to win with similar minded men with great business acumen. We can make an acquisition till the topic turn from tight pockets to high profits. To life assurance, at what age do we all cop it? Fuck who the hottest? Who really stand up? Who really messing with they dead man girl? That says everything about that man world. Energy transfer, immortality. You against morality, don't come around me. Homicidal vinyl section where they always found me. By the motion picture soundtrack with Richard Roundtree on the album sleeve. That's my era shit. Musical excellence, hot like on a detective list. It's simple shit that's keeping you from the shift. You a simp, a trick, or in love with your own dick. Distractions, they come in all ways. I just keep it calm, watching it all play out like it's supposed to. Old dudes playing chess in the park. Old dudes playing chess in prison. Staying on good behavior for extra visits. If they was to switch places, could you tell a difference? It's perspective, isn't it? A team that's militant. A down-ass woman by your side that get it in. The realest, I love this feeling. If you don't have a team that's militant, you better be brilliant. I love this feeling. If you don't have no team that's militant, be mentally equipped. I love this feeling. Watch everybody. That's why I love my team. I love this feeling. Keep calm, but watch everything. It's your monthly subscription to the Slums Edition. The new it was written. Get your hard copies of Blockology coming from the one who lived in a bowl for goldfish. I never sell my soul, just evolve shock rap. That what you never been told shit. Cold part, nomadic, all through that episode of Ozark. I think that's harder than if I had co-star. A ghetto symphony, I'm Chief Keith Cozart. Mixed with Mozart, it's ill when you get bags for your old art. $1 million sink for algebra or rap. But they ain't understand it when it drop, yo. How cold is that? They asking if I'm ever gonna be over rap. But I left a few times, just never told you that. Amassing digital assets, no fiscal year kickbacks, yeah, we cashin'. Physical money, think different, we outlast them. We outclass them, they made it easy to pass them. I love this feeling. I just keep it calm, watching it all play out like it's supposed to. Old dudes playing chess in the park. Old dudes playing chess in prison. Staying on good behavior for extra visits. If they was to switch places, could you tell a difference? It's perspective, isn't it? A team that's militant. A down-ass woman by your side that get it in. The realest. I love this feeling. Every day we do whatever we want. Can't front. Yo, I love this feeling. Getting dressed, getting fly just to go to the studio. Ayo, I love this feeling. Ayo, tomorrow I'm juicing. Juicing for the rest of the week. Just cause I love this feeling. And Big Bro got his ankle braces, took off today, yo. We getting on a private jet. I love this feeling. Yeah, I love this feeling.
I'm the new improved Bobby McFerrin in the McLaren. Medusa heads and silk garments is why they staring. You should see the things that they do when I'm a parent. If you got a daughter, I'm the worst nightmare to a parent. I'm the reason for all of these broken homes. The reason why your son only 14 and already carrying chrome. Because of me, your mother refused to hold her tongue. And she side-eyed me every time I hold my son. Because the bond was broken. When my name gets spoken, she make the same faces made when people is choking. I'm the reason my daughter dressed ridiculous. Texting niggas late night, acting all promiscuous. She never saw the love she was supposed to see. Therefore, she loves him and she ain't close to me. But it was I that was supposed to teach and watch her grow. Show her how to cross her legs, how not to be a hoe. But no, I was blockbound, even at a lockdown. When you needed my guidance the most, I told you not now. I ruined so many things through my lack of attention. The reason that these boys fighting and getting suspended. Not to mention, I think he like guys instead of girls. It's my fault, cause if I was in his world, I would've showed him right. I could've molded him better. But now it's hard as cold, then the coldest weather. I should've been in his life. Taught him how to ride his bike. Tie his shoulder pads up. Say I love you at night. See, a father's love is above all of her loves. But people like me, we leave that job to the scrubs. His mother working day and night, barely take off a scrub. Then we got the nerve to be mad when we see her in clubs. Say what? Talking about where my daughter. If you don't know who I am by now, I'm a deadbeat father.
Fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, nigga.
nigga. Fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga.
You wanna run now?
Fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, nigga. Life ain't a game, fuck is you playing, nigga. Everything ain't what it may seem, suckers are painting a picture. Broken betrayal, nothing to make you sick of. Thank you for showing your colors, thought we were family, but that ain't you. Threw away summers just like the others, so ungrateful. He ain't give me shit, but when I was needed, I came through. Keep grinding, don't ever let them tell you what you can't do. Move silent, they blend right in when the room is crowded. Your crew is solid, still be that way, you remove the wireless. They got a fix for your vices, go ahead and choose your product. The losers doubt it, I need it, can't find my groove without it. Wait, it's feeling like the hate's real and the love I get is fake. Won't live to hear your compliments, they'll give them at your weight. Putting energy in something more than you was a mistake. And if you've been at it long enough to win, then you relate.
You say it's love, but I know it's hate. You say it's real, but I know it's fake. The hate so real, the love be fake.
Fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, nigga. Fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, nigga. Fuck is you saying, nigga. Fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, nigga.
Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga.
Bossed up, nigga, and my wrist right. I do walk-ups, nigga, I don't fist fight. You wanna boss up, I'm the one you should get like. You wanna get rich, shit ain't gon' happen overnight. The grind don't stop, they still asking for the price. Ever since I switched hustles, I've been lapping niggas twice. Still buying out stores, still selling out shows. You know money ain't a thing, spend whatever for the gold. I'm kingin', Lord knows if it wasn't rap, I'd be a kingpin. Built the empire, what's a king without a kingdom? All hell the rulers back, I love in Kingston. I put a crown on her head, now she queenin'. Niggas forget they used to downplay the flow. I never let them downgrade my soul. I leveled up, I had to upgrade my goals. You say it's love, but I know it's hate. You say it's real, but I know it's fake. The hate so real, the love be fake.
Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga.
Fuck what you saying, I'm from the land, built the floor plan, laid the foundation in a brick of day. They say 30's a new 20's, nah, 30's a new 30, I ain't the same nigga I once was when I was 21. Look at me then, look at me now. Who would've thought the problem child is make his family proud? Seek revenge for my brother and his hand-me-down. 16, I was sleeping in the band of houses. Haters see me and be church mouses. The realest niggas see me out and they be fanning out. Clown niggas mad at me, that shit ain't panning out. Ain't my fault, you clout chase, pick a better route. The definition of loyalty, dropped my team, hit the last line. For an interview, he respectfully declined. Next album, he reached back for an interview. I respectfully declined like that nigga too.
Bad for the culture, God got me.
You say it's love, but I know it's hate. You say it's real, but I know it's fake. The hate so real, the love be fake.
Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, nigga. Fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, fuck what you saying, nigga.
Fuck is you saying, fuck is you saying, nigga.
Wuhan, Screwball Radio, episode 168. We rolling. Shout out to everybody listening. If y'all out there listening, man, you know, we appreciate y'all. Try to give y'all nothing but this hip-hop. From its purest form,
man.
You know,
no
happy
doubt,
anniversary, to Simon Phoenix. Happy anniversary to Authentic Cloth. Shout out my brother DJ Swab. You know, for the production on the album, for putting it together and making it sound the way it sounds. You know, and shout out all the listeners, all the supporters that are still purchasing these albums. You know. And I don't be trying to, you know, toot my own horn, but Authentic Cloth dropped 2 years ago. A lot of people still cop it as if it just dropped yesterday. I appreciate y'all. Same with my Cataclysm album. You know,
I thank all y'all, man. You know, without y'all, there ain't no me. You know what I'm saying? I love all my supporters from all around the world. And Poet appreciates y'all too, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully Congress passed this new bill where it would allow Spotify to pay out the artists more than the slave labor that they're paying out now.
You know what I'm saying? Whole pennies to a dollar shit. The payout got to be even out a little better, man. If not a lot better.
Seriously, you know? I'm an advocate for that. I've been advocating this shit for the last 3-4 years. Get notice to the shit. Hopefully, you know, hopefully they listened to Screwball Radio one day and was like, yo, that motherfucker, he right. You know what I'm saying? And say, yo, let's take it to Congress.
I think they are, man, because ever since we started really being more vocal about it, you have the big dogs speaking out, like Snoop and all of them. They following their vein and speaking out against this. So I think they are listening to us.
You know, whether they are, whether they aren't, they're artists, so they understand the fuckery that's going on. You know, I also speak to other artists, and they let me know how they feel about the whole streaming and how, you know, they're trying to find ways to earn without streaming. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's obvious that streaming is going to be here because of the new age, the new millennia, the millennials and the next generation who are not into the physical copy. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather have it on their phone, you know?
Right.
So hopefully they start getting into collections and collecting the nostalgia. It's the nostalgia for me, you know what I'm saying? It's why I still buy vinyl, because it's the nostalgia for me, you know? Ain't nothing like holding vinyl, man. Ain't nothing like putting that needle to the record, hearing that little crackling. You know what I'm saying?
It's a piece of the art.
It's just,
and you can own it.
Yeah. It's just the nostalgia from it. And, you know, I'm always going to cop vinyl. I'm always going to purchase CDs.
Yeah, same here.
Go out there and go support Sarah Coleman. You know, she got her own beauty line out there. Youthful Collections, I believe is the name of it.
Yeah, big
get
shout
it for
out
your
to
mom.
Sarah for always supporting us.
Yeah, get it for your moms. Get it for your baby moms. Youthful Secrets, at Youthful Secrets by Sarah LLC. Go support that.
No
you
doubt.
Know, get it for your baby moms, your grandmother, your kids, your daughters. Give them that youthful glow. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We support who support us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to King Eric. Everybody tap in with him, you know what I mean? Got the off-the-cuff radio. He helped give y'all Screwball Radio, you know what I'm saying? He got his own clothing. Let him know about your clothing.
Yeah, man, Da Vinci Clothing. You can follow us at THY_VINCII. That's Da Vinci Clothing on Instagram. We're going to be having the website coming soon. We're going to have the store coming soon. That's been taking a lot of bread to build up, but damn it, we're going to get there. We're going to get to that finish line. So be on the lookout for what's coming with Da Vinci Clothing, man. And also Madman Entertainment. Be sure to follow them as well. Get your merch for the summertime and the spring.
Yeah, we got the new snapbacks. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of stuff. Hit me up on Instagram, Comma5000. You know, make your orders. And, you know, Schoolboy Radio. We here live and direct, Blog Talk Radio. Check us out.
Spotify, YouTube.
Every Saturday night. We on all streaming platforms for the listeners. And on that note, you take us out of here.
We up out of here, baby. We're going to hit y'all with a throwback of the week, and we're going to end it with one of your cuts from Authentic Cloth. Be sure to go cop that right now in digital and physical form. Hear hip-hop right there.
Go get it.
What?
Schoolboy Radio.
This is the Schoolboy Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
Yeah. All them niggas with you when I'm by myself, I still take you to bloody war. I don't care if you sold 20 million records and I sold 5, I still take you to bloody war. I take all of you motherfuckers, what you looking so ugly for? I still take you to bloody war. Let's get it on, come on motherfuckers, come on. Come on motherfuckers, come on. I'm on that M.O.P. shit when I'm ripping my skit. Clack to it's nothing left. Play the drama king. I'm the underground king. Oh, the drug related king. Pat the gun related king. Everybody eat like kings. We never starve. My clique got more kings than it's in a deck of cards. A felony, my lawyer can make it a lesser charge. Yours for separate stars. Niggas be talking about me behind my back like bitches. Off mine. They be calling me all kind of names, all kinds. But when I walk right up on them and draw nines, they say I was just talking about you. You gon' live a long time. Take your soul out of your body, you punish your flesh. Homicide ain't nothing to stress. Cause my aunt gave birth to a murderer, he run with a sketch. So my nickname Sleep, I'm the cousin of death. Stop taking it for granted, better love your success. Before I stick the foe under your vest. Cause your co-defendant went to trial, you copped out. Then you wonder why you thirsty, a dry snitch, even dry mouth. Think you live out, we ride up, they ride out. Most of them hide out, a fake nigga made you sign a PC. Niggas pound that guy out, threw him in the garbage and laughed when he climbed out. He signed in right after you, let me find out. You so pussy that when he signed in, you signed out. Acting like you surprised louse, you see them knives out. Feel like poking your eyes out. You keep talking about your girl timed out. I was rubbing my fingers through her hair. Man, that bra got dry scout. When I start pulling them nines out, niggas be screaming like the crowd when Sugar Boy Mary J. Blige out. These rappers used to be hot, but they died out. So they might as well resign out. I'ma get on some old school shit. If I catch him with a shine out, I'ma snatch a chain off his neck as they time out. Cause you don't have no street credibility. You washed up, that's why you cherish your memory. When I hear some clown got hit in the head with three, my response is, it's better you instead of me. If you on the streets trying to be something you never be, and you get shot, that's good for you like celery. They violated you on your corner, I kept it G. Nobody eating on my corner except for me. You coming on my corner like you a threat to me. I send niggas back to their corner like a referee. When people hear your record, they gon' mention me. I make your record look bad like a felony. So how you gon' tell me a rapper can F with me? When Pat Boots broke more laws in second three. Picture him standing in my face disrespecting me. I bury him like a treasury. I won't catch all my enemies when I come for war. But enemies run, I'ma catch some of y'all. I'm like the four seasons when I bust the fall. Cause when the fire and pin went to the spring, summer fall.
You can never walk a mile in my shoes or live where I've been at. The pain of poverty, the pain that I carry. A sole survivor in my troubled times. Thank God for shedding light on mine. To my real ones who lost their life. Hit the block, shit ain't right. I still look up at your window reminiscing on the good times. But I still gotta pack heat in case suckers try and clap me. Cold of the streets, the web that we weave. The pain that I bleed for my family. Madman, the losses that we suffered. In the cluster, ashes to ashes. Let's scatter over the planet. Another bottle down the hatches. Mules and candles, tattoos and teardrops. Let the liquor wash away the pain. Hear voices like you talking to me. In my darkest hours, locked in the cell block. My daughter born out of wedlock. The pain I carry, son got chalk over slab box. And part of my life went down with the coffin. The pain is often the pain that I carry. In the mirror playing Bloody Mary.
feel fury like a woman scorned. I reverse the spell of Leviathan, my word is born. Penetrate the heart of the beast with these 15 daggers. Uplift my people consciousness, that's all that matters. Empowered by my spark, keep them highly indoctrinated. For ignorance of wisdom, keep the hopeless motivated. Yeah, but through the struggle, reside in purgatory. Been deep off in these streets, they didn't do shit for me. Rose victorious from the flames, why you wanna ignore me? Insight to your third eye, why you wanna abhor me? They crucify me, want a crown of thorns to adorn me. See, they don't want the goddess, nah, they want the tourney. My bender, all they do is propel my agenda. Bad energy, I rebuke it, return it back to sender. They wanna romp with me, but they unworthy contenders. Full of jealousy, hatred, and disdain. But I'm resilient, and I push through my pain. I do it for the love, but shit hurts all the same. Do it for the culture, they do it for the fame. Work ethic is impeccable, we are not the same. This is this funny style, turn a blind eye to my lane. I lost the best of plan, and still I do not complain.
The pain that I carry, stressing, causing depression. Let me to my life be in the question. Try and find my purpose here, struggling hard to persevere. Peers all excelling while I'm stuck here, trapped going nowhere. Even though I grind, got a lot of work. So many years, many losses, and a lot of hurt. Sacrifices I done did it and been committed since the adolescent. Learned much lessons. My reflection when I look back in retrospect. Things that were incorrect, flaws that I fight to perfect. Haunted regrets, all the sorrow that I caused. Moving lost without remorse, now affects me time and time again. Plaguing my thoughts with the would've, should've, could've. Did my only, but I didn't. This ain't a race, it's not to the swift, but still I'm winded. All praises to the Almighty that's been by me and giving me the strength to go the length. I give thanks if it wasn't for the mercy that was given. I'd be dead, a veggie bedridden or rotting away in prison. Glad I changed even though I stumbled. Punishments received and accepted all the humble. Cause life ain't easy, especially living in the jungle. It ain't just physically, you gotta rumble. Thank you.